FFBL listeners, and welcome to Backlist to the Future, our biweekly installment of recommendations from the deep and sometimes dusty corners of science fiction and fantasy. Because one show every 2 weeks is just not enough to cover all the books we want to talk about. I am Jen Worthington. I'm recording on January 11th, and today I'm giving recommendations for two listener questions. It actually worked out really well that the first two emails we got for this were one was science fiction and one was fantasy. So I was like, great, I'll just do that. Exciting. If you want to send in a request for a recommendation, send in what you like and what you are looking for more of to sffyeah@bookriot.com. We might answer it on air. I'm still not making any promises. I have no idea how many requests we'll get or how many we'll get to, but here we are. We're trying it out. And I'm having fun already. All right, before we get into all of that goodness, this is a reminder that it is the start of 2024, as if you were not aware, which means it's also the start of our new Read Harder Challenge. This is the 10th year, which is truly bananas. And if you are not familiar, the Read Harder Challenge has 24 tasks, so like two reads a month, that are aimed at expanding our reading horizons, diversifying our TBRs. And we have a Read Harder newsletter that will give you recommendations for each task, but it also has lots of cool extras this year. There's, for the paid members, there's community features, and Danica is including pet pictures in these sends. So it's a good time if you really want to connect with other power readers in a tiny corner of the internet, then that's what you can do. So go to bookriot.com/readharder to sign up and find out all the details. All right, so let's do our sponsor and then we'll get into it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bloom Books. Charming, easygoing, and rich, Xavier Castillo has the world at his fingertips. He also has no interest in taking over his family's empire, but that hasn't stopped women from throwing themselves at him. Unless, of course, the woman in question is his publicist. The cool, the intelligent, the ambitious Sloane Kensington, who is a high-powered publicist who's used to dealing with difficult clients, but none infuriate or tempt her more than a certain billionaire heir with his stupid dimples and laid-back attitude. She may be forced to work with him, but she'll never fall for him because he's a client and that's all he'll ever be, right? Right, girl, like we all know. So just in case you didn't know, author Anna Wong is the best-selling author and book talk viral author of the Twisted Love series, the King of Sin series. Miss Wong got it going on, okay? Make sure to check out King of Sloth by Anna Wong. And thanks again to Bloom Books for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon Publishing. So I got a story with a little Old West debauchery, if you want to get a little messy. So there is a city steeped in the Old West mess. And in the city, a reporter is following every lead to a dangerous place, one that could bring him glory and fame or end his life. New York Times bestselling author Robert Dugoni is back with a gripping new thriller of corruption, vice, and murder set in Depression-era Seattle. It's about a reporter covering a hot murder trial who soon learns nothing is what it seems. The story could make his career if he lives to write about it. You can learn more at amazon.com/akillingonthehill. So yes, A Killing on the Hill by Robert Dugoni is what you need to pick up if you are into some Depression era danger in Seattle. It's a city of big dreams and dark ambitions, and this reporter gets caught up in the muck. So make sure to check it out, and thanks again to Amazon Publishing for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, question one was from Sarah, who says, I am looking for some good fantasy romance / romanticy. I've previously enjoyed the Court of Thorns and Roses series and the first few Outlander books. I also used to be a huge fan of the True Blood TV series. One of my favorite romance subplots was Buffy and Angel. I'm looking for multiple books worth of pining, very high stakes, and obviously some excellent kissing. I prefer adult books and vampires, while not required, are always welcome. This is an interesting question, actually, because most of the romanticy that I am aware of are standalone, or if they're a series, they hop character to character. It's not like the saga of one character pairing like you're talking about here. So that was interesting to think about. My first recommendation for you is one I actually talked up in the Best of 2023 episode. It's Bitter Medicine by Mia Tsai. I loved this, and I like feel you on your request, so I think you're going to love it too. It's a contemporary world with supernatural stuff going on. There is so much pining. It is a standalone, so they get together by the end, which is very satisfying, but it doesn't have like the super drawn out, but it is a pretty, it's a slow burn at the start. There's a lot of pining. It's very delightful. And there's cool magic and there's a lot of action. Like, I think it's very adjacent to your interests. I wanted to give you a series, and I, like I said, I'm just not super sure. I haven't seen a ton of these, but on speculation, because this has been on my list for a while, and I think it's promising. The Hurricane Wars by Thea Guanzon. This is the first in a new series, which is also called The Hurricane Wars. And it has, to me, it has strong, you know, ACOTAR vibes. Like, there's a war and there's politics and there's people on either sides who maybe have the hots for each other and political marriages and magic and all that jazz. And it is a series. So, like I said, I haven't read it yet, but I've been hearing great things. And it feels like it might be a good place for you to try. So, again, that's The Hurricane Wars by Thea Guanzon. And then if you haven't read Gail Carriger, I just want to give a shout out. The Parasol Protectorate. There's a bunch of, she's got a ton of series that do have vampires. It's like Regency vampires and werewolves and magic and whatnot. And they're very fun. And they're definitely romanticy. So that's one to look at for Sarah. Okay. And then question two is from Tanel, who says, I've recently discovered John Scalzi and am loving the campy, cute pop culture books of his, like the Kaiju Preservation Society and Starter Villain. Would you have any other suggestions in that vein? I sure do. I sure do. I'm starting you with Light Years From Home by Mike Chen, which I know I talked about quite a bit. It was one of my favorite books of the last couple years. It is so, like, laugh out loud funny, but then also, like, stab you in the heart feels occasionally. And the way it unfolds, the plot unfolds, is so smart. It's about one family who, like, 15 years ago, the father and brother vanished, and then their father returns, convinced they were abducted by aliens. The brother remains missing. And now 15 years later, it's about like all of these different siblings and what's going on. And was it aliens or was it not aliens? And it is so well done. I thought I knew, like 15 times I thought I knew what was going on in this book. And then, you know, Chen like pulled the rug out from under me in the most satisfying way. And like Scalzi, these are characters you're really going to get attached to. And it is, yeah, it's really well done. So Light Years From Home by Mike Chen, definitely pick that up. And then I was thinking about Starter Villain and I was like, oh, Tanel needs to read Hench by Natalie Walshatz, which is so good. It is all about like, what if you were a hench person for a villain who got injured in the line of work by a superhero and like got very dedicated to exposing the fact that superheroes create a lot of collateral damage. And then you go to work for another supervillain. It is so interesting. It's such a funky re-envisioning of, like, you know, the superhero trope and how people see each other and see themselves and what a traumatic event can do to you and the course it sends your life on. And I just think you're gonna just devour this book. Supposedly it's the first in a series. I'm still wait, the second book is supposed to come out this year. It cannot come out soon enough for me. I loved Hench, and I know a lot of other people did too. So like, it's like The Office plus supervillains plus really edgy writing. So I think, you know, it's very good. You'll like it a lot. Again, Hench by Natalie Walshatz. And then I have to mention Valerie Valdez. Like, if you have been listening to us talk about Valerie Valdez for literally years and still haven't started, like, very comparable to Scalzi, just, you know, do it. Just do it already. You're going to like it, I promise. So, yeah, those are my picks for Sarah and Tanil. I thought I could probably do that in about 10 minutes, and behold, I was correct. So here we go. That was fun. Thank you so much to everybody who sent in a question. This is, like, I'm going to, yeah, we'll keep going as long as it makes sense and as long as the questions come in. So thanks always for listening and being part of our community here. SFF Yeah is sound edited by Caitlin Brame. So many thanks always to her for making us sound great each and every episode. Again, you can email us, sffyeah@bookriot.com. We have gotten some pet pictures recently. Shout out to Allie. Love. Thank you for that. You can review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And you can also, well, you can find me online. I am actually back on Litsy, LITSY, and Tumblr as Jen IRL. I'm still, like, slow playing my return to social media other places. But that's where you can find me in the meantime. Talk to you next time.